Yes.
Bread of heaven. Provision that can fill us up. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Giving all praises to God, to our own Dr. Janice Bryan, to the deacons, Deacon Andrew Harrison, to officers and leaders that are here this morning. We do thank God for this another Sunday, this another expression of His goodness and mercy for allowing us to come together one more time. Amen. We was busy for the week and busy on yesterday. We were ripping and running. I had Circle 2 in the morning and NAACP at the evening. And in between, we had some St. John and could squeeze in some championship football. So it was definitely a busy day, but we do thank God for the participation and activity of the members of Ebenezer. Our young people was able to go on a UT journalistic tour. And I understood that they had a wonderful time. Amen. We're trying to definitely grateful for those who supervise. I know Minister West, William West, was a plan and a project that we all saw the beginning of it at the sesquicentennial banquet. The conversation started, and he kept it going. Until this weekend, he was able to take a group of young people on a tour of UT. And so it's definitely a blessing to see a plan go from idea to actuality, from the seed to the fruit. And for that, we are truly grateful. This month of December, for a sermon series, we're calling it a December to Remember, that Christ in Christmas. This December is a December to remember Christ in Christmas. Not gifts under trees, not money in the bank, not friends and likes and all of that, but to remember that Christ in Christmas. Our text will be coming from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. Familiar story around Christmas, often read, but perhaps on this year we can read it afresh and pray that the Lord will speak to our hearts. Matthew chapter 2. Beginning at verse 1, and by the inspiration of God, These words are recorded. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed with and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. We read into your hearing Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. We would like to talk about this morning a star in the east. A star in the east. Very seldom is an actual star the star of a story. I mean, a literal star is very seldom the heroine or the hero of the story. In fact, if I was to poll the congregation this morning, most of us would not be able to name very many stars. For example, I'm sure many of us remember Twinkle. Yeah, Twinkle, Twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. But then there's a evening star, mainly captured in Disney movies. You remember it's the evening star that also plays the part of the wishing star. I wish upon a star that has been sharing bad theology for generations of generations. Wishing upon a star. But it's been in our culture, this twinkle, this wishing star, the evening star. But there is a star that played a significant character role in Disney's 2009 animated film. A particular princess story that is the favorite of my wife in The Princess and the Frog. The evening star plays a central character in that all of the other characters talk to this evening star. It's not until we are met with Ray. Ray is a Cajun firefly or lightning bug, depending on where you come from. But Ray views the evening star in personal terms. He calls her Marbelle Evangeline. He has a more personal relationship with her so that he becomes her ambassador. In fact, on Earth, he's always speaking highly of Evangeline. Until at the end, everyone is counseling with Evangeline. And then there's a tragedy to the story. The tragedy is in Ray's feeble and fragile state. He's actually dies. A Prince's story where one of the characters dies, but yet there's a funeral and a procession. And at the end, Ray is united with his love, Evangeline, in the night sky. Now, I know that's a bit of a fictitious and a Princess and the Frog, a Disney story, but I just wanted to stir up your appetite for stars being the star. In fact, in the story of Matthew, it is a story about a star in the east. It is a story of confusion. There's not a lot of details. Don't even really know why Matthew included it in his gospel. It seems to come out of nowhere. It's just placed at the front end of chapter 2. We're not connected to where the Magi is coming from. We don't know how they got their information about a star that represents the king of the Jews. They just show up on the pages, brought there, led there by a star. And I come by this morning to try to push Ebenezer to be a star in the east. I think that we can be like this star in the sky. Just like this star, we can be shining bright in the east, bringing strangers and sojourners and seekers to find the one who is born king. Yes, yes, yes. I think that we can learn from this star. We can learn important lessons about being steady and steadfast and unmovable, yet always abounding in the love of God. We too can be a star in the east. In fact, we can be a literal star on 1010 East 10th Street, shining brightly, so that others can find their way. Well, what can we learn from this star in Gospel of Matthew chapter 2? How we too can be a star in the east. First of all, we see that it was a shining star. A shining star is visible in the dark sky. It was not a hiding star. It was not a hidden behind the cloud star. No, it had to shine. And brothers and sisters, Jesus had commanded us to let your light shine. In fact, he gives the orders. He said, who sets a light and burns a candle and then sets it on the floor? They said, no, they set it up on the candlestick so that all the house can be lit. A star in the east has to be a shining star, because the times in which we live are dark. Yes, they are dark. It's darkness in our mental night. It's darkness in our social night. And it is dark in our religious night. In times such as these, in the midst of all of this darkness, there has to be a shining star to lead us to the newborn king. Yes, yes, I believe the church can be seen as a star witness, shining in the east, leading men to the newborn king. Yes, yes, this star was shining so that they were able to see it in the dark skies. And brothers and sisters, in these times in which we live, it's not enough for the church just be one among many. It's not enough for the church to be just one in the crowd. No, the church has to be set apart. The church must have the high ground. The church must shine even in the darkest of time. Even now, in times such as these, we shine through our testimony. We shine through our witness. We shine through our songs. We shine through our stories. We let others know that there is still hope. And we let our light shine. Yes, it has to be a shining star, a star that is willing to shine even in the darkness of this life. Secondly, not only was it a shining star, but secondly, we find that it was a guiding star. It was pointing to a destination. It wasn't just up there random. They recognized that this was his star, that the purpose of this star was to guide them to the newborn king. The whole point of the star in the sky was so that they would be able to find their way to the one that was born to be king. It led them. And like many of us have in our own lifetime have went away from the guiding star. Yes, when the church was leading us to Christ, leading us to a more personal relationship, we decided to go talk to Herod about it. We decided to go talk to somebody outside. And that's exactly what so many people do. All of the answers that they're seeking in the dark times can be found in the church. All of these issues, all of these circumstances. Why? Because the church are a people of God's word. We operate not by our own knowledge, not by our own intuition. We operate according to God's word. Even when we can't even trust our own eyesight, we put our trust in the word of God. And in the word of God, he said, love ye one another. Now that gets tough sometimes. It especially gets tough when folk ain't even likable, let alone lovable. I mean, this gets tough when people talk with you strange, talk at you crazy, talk at, it gets tough to love, but yet we trust in the word of God that we are to love one another. We are to care for one another. He says, bottom line is this. When I was sick, did you come and see about me? When I was down, did you come and see about me? When I was hungry, did you feed me? Whatever you've done for the least of these, you've done unto me. The church is a guiding star, leading people to Jesus. No, there's no salvation in the pews or the pulpit. There's no salvation in the carpet or the lights. Salvation is in Jesus Christ alone. And so the church has a guiding light, a superstar witness for the Lord that he will work it out. Ye are the light of the world. Ye are to shine and ye are to guide. We are to point people to Jesus. Yes, not only in our witness, or we are to share with other people. They sang that song earlier today about bread of heaven. Someone once said that the evangelism, Sister Gales, is just simply one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. Yes, it's just us that we have found the bread of heaven. And we know other people need it, and we point to them, Jesus exclusively. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is our Lord and Shepherd. And the church is his star witness. Yes, there are going to be some situational witness. You and I can be a personal witness. You and I can share our testimony. You and I can share what the Lord has done for us. Oh, but the church is able to take your testimony and my testimony and stir it up together. The church is able to take your witness and my witness and put it all together. The church is able to take your hopes and my hopes and put it all together, all to be a witness that no matter where you come from, you can find comfort in Jesus. I don't care about your background. I don't care about your resume. I don't care about your history. In Jesus, we are all new creatures. That is our witness. That is our testimony. That is why the church is a shining star. The church is a guiding star, a star in the east. Yes, so today as we leave this place, remember to let your light shine. Remember when you're at the restaurant, let your light shine. When you're at work, let your light shine. When you're in the community, let your light shine so that others may find their way to Christ. Just like these magi that left their homes, looking for the one that was born to be king, expecting everyone to be excited about this, expecting everyone to be thrilled, looking to the skies, hoping and waiting for the soon coming king. But yet they were met with disappointment. Herod wasn't into it. The chief priest wasn't into it. Nobody went to that house but those magi. And brothers and sisters, that's all that come to this house. Those that are seeking. Those that know that they need the Lord. Those that know that we cannot make it without it. I need thee every hour. I need thee every day. And we have to go out and share with others. We have to go out and be a light to others. We have to go out and be a star witness in the East. Yes, the church is a witness. So we let your light so shine. May God bless you and may God keep you today. At this time, we want to extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. As the deacons and the greeters come to welcome you and greet you, we invite you to accept him. And if you already have a personal relationship with Christ but don't have a church home, we invite you to Ebenezer, a good place to go to heaven from. We teach and challenge that we all may grow in our faith. And if you have a church home, but you're already out, away from home, we do offer our watch care program. We will watch over your soul. We invite you, if you're online, if you would, just put a comment in. We will reach out to you. We don't want this first Sunday to pass without you. An opportunity to accept Jesus. Prayer that it is well with your soul.